Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
If Johann Sebastian Bach had been able to look into the future to see how his music has been revered and celebrated, and his genius as a composer put on a pedestal, I'm not sure what his reaction might be. Amazement, puzzlement, shock. While he lived, his life was so full, the idea of fame probably never entered his head. He may have thought of himself as just a man who did what he had to do to survive. He seemed to have three loves in life: God, family, and music. He was a devout Lutheran, but believed, like the Pietists, one must go beyond form and creed to have a personal relationship with Christ. He loved his family and loved to be with them, although devotion to music and his work sometimes won the battle as to where he would spend his time. He was unusually blessed in the time period he lived in, that both marriages were the result of true love. His first marriage to Maria Barbara lasted 13 years when she died suddenly while Johann was away on a two-month trip. 18 months later, he married Anna Magdalena, and they were married until Johann died at the age of 65. Both wives were deeply devoted to Johann and a great help to his work, and he taught all of his 10 surviving children music. Bach's compositions live on today in wherever classics are played and Christian celebrations around the world. May his magnificent music never die.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.